Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. It is 3M tape time. I'm Paul Allen, my radio partner, Pete Bursich, analyst for the Vikings Radio Network and Chicago native, here to analyze what is potentially a disadvantageous situation for the Bears. Pro Bowl left guard Josh Sitton, out. Kyle Long, who plays right guard, banged up in the Packers game. He might not play. And they have a rookie center going against a Mike Zimmer-led defense that likes to flood the A-gaps and pressure you in the middle.
No, you're right. And we'll take a look at the film and we'll show you some of the problems that the Bears have already had. Some of the things that they've tried to do to fix that, to remedy those problems that haven't worked so well. And then also take a good look at Alshon Jeffery. He's a pretty darn good wide receiver.
Yeah, we're going to see Jay Cutler, who plays Monday night. We're going to see what he does when he's put in compromising positions. Take it away.
All right. We'll start with the Texans game. We know what the Texans are all about. They give you multiple looks. But we've seen this. This is a little different than what we do. But you have three guys that are standing up. Plus, you have a defensive end, and then you have a safety over here. So this gives the Texans a lot of different options. And this offensive line, they don't know exactly who's going. So what it makes them is hesitant. They don't know exactly who's what or where. And so there's a lot of communication that goes on. And you see, this guy's dropping out. The safety's dropping out. So they're only getting a four-man rush. But what it does is it gets these guys, especially these two, the center and the left guard, Sitton, they're not quite sure what they're doing. Now you see Sitton, his footwork is absolutely terrible. You never cross your feet in front of a lineman or anybody defensively, and they can't pass off. So you look at the things that we can do with an Anthony Barr, with a Kendricks, with a Brian Robinson standing up. You can run these kinds of stunts, and boom, Cutler, who, when he's pressured, does not like to hold on to the ball, and you can see him. Mm. This is what we want to see out of Cutler. On the ground, flipping the ball. Look at that. He's like he's dead. Look at him. He's rolling over looking for help. That's what you want to see. You want to see Cutler.
Once again, this guy out. This guy, Kyle Long, probably out. And if he plays hurt.
Yes, exactly. So you see the same kind of a look again. Very, very similar, right? And you see again, one, two, three guys standing up. J.J. Watt over here. And then the safeties walked up. So you're getting the exact same kind of look.
Yeah.
But the beauty is you're not getting the exact same kind of play. As you see, the safety comes up. And then he comes around late. They have the linebacker in coverage. The offensive line, worried about Watt, they slide. The back has to now scan left to right for the most dangerous. He's forced to come all the way across this formation and make a block on a blitzing safety. And, oh, by the way, Harrison Smith's a pretty good safety.
Yeah.
I think he could do that all day. But what's interesting is Cutler. Watch him. He wants to go somewhere. He can't go. He pulls that thing down, and he wants to run. Mm. And he's not a great runner. And he's going to be out of shape. He hasn't been out there for a while, so that's the kind of thing that we need to do. We got to get after him that way. Okay, so options for the Bears. When you have problems with protection, you can always keep extra guys in. In this case, they're going to keep an extra tight end.
Yep.
But by alignment, these two offensive, they don't know exactly where these two guys are going to play out and where they're going to end up. So they're causing confusion. And all you want them to do is to hesitate just for a moment, just like 82 does, a tight end.
Malcolm Jenkins.
Exactly.
Holy cow.
He steps in, and they let Jenkins free. You know, and Cutler turns his back on the defense. This is not what a quarterback wants to see once he turns around and he sees it coming. Mm-hmm. And boom, down he goes. These are the kinds of sacks that take a lot out of the quarterback. You land on him, you pile on him. Turns around, gives a salute. Cutler's looking at his offensive line. Yep. These guys are looking around going, what just happened?
Cutler's yelling at people.
Exactly. And you want to frustrate them in that way. That's exactly the way you want to frustrate them. One of the other things that they try to do, you have a tight end here blocking a defensive end. And I remember back in the day with Tony Dungy, and he said, whenever that battle occurs, we have to win it. And you can see right here, Connor Barwin just long-arming him.
Logan Paulson.
What that does is makes Cutler step up. Good coverage underneath. But watch this, the left tackle. So you got Everson Griffin on one side or the other, and you're getting guys beat. And Cutler has that clock in his head. He tries to pull that thing down and just can't get it done. So it's like you said, Paul, you just come after him play after play after play after play, and those kinds of things will happen. Well, offensively, what do they have going for him? This guy right here, Alshon Jeffery. And one of the things that he does so well is multiple moves and then going up for the 50-50 balls.
Yep.
And if you're going to keep him one-on-one against the corner, these are the things that can happen. He goes, fakes the slant like they're running the out from the slot receiver. They want to fake this route, and then he's going to stutter and go. And as you can see, Cutler, not a lot of pressure, but right at the end he gets grabbed. But you can see this ball is thrown exactly where it needs to be, back shoulder, and Jeffery is able to go up and then come down with it. So the Bears with Jeffery and with Cutler, they're going to lean on that. We've seen Cutler for years, Paul, have a favorite receiver, and when he gets in trouble, he just wants to throw it. In this case, it's going to be Jeffrey, and Jeffrey can fight for those 50-50 balls. We got to get pressure on Cutler, get him on the ground, make sure they can't run, and we have plenty of guys that can worry about Alshon Jeffrey in the back end.
Now, Pete, we've seen some weird situations at Soldier Field where, like last year, the Bears had a bunch of late offensive line scratches. They had to use guard Matt Slauson at center. Blair Walsh walked off a winner. It was still a meat grinder kind of game. Back when you were coaching, you would go to Soldier Field with teams better than the Bears,
right,
and the Vikings would not be able to win. So it's not like this is a loser-proof game, but like, what are some great routes for the Vikings to win?
Well, I think kind of what we just talked about, to make sure that we get after the quarterback and we don't allow them to run the football, let them possess the ball for long periods of time. You mentioned weird things in Chicago. We go there. The stadium's run by the city, so the grass probably hasn't been cut in a month. They're going to want it nice and long to slow us down. That was the same place where George O'Leary had a heart attack on the sidelines. Ooh. And they wouldn't let him fly home on the plane. He wanted to stay. He called half that game after having a heart attack. So Just the strangest things happen in Chicago.
Dedication.
And that's, again, you don't want to grade this victory. You just want to get out of Chicago with a win, and we're happy.